First, unless you're a farmer in Wisconsin's Central Sands region, you might not be as familiar with its status as a potato powerhouse. The wet, sandy soil there has historically been a good growing environment for the thirsty crop. But wetter seasons and more severe temperature swings associated with climate change have been hurting the crop and increasing the risk of nitrate pollution in groundwater. Mary-Kate McCoy is a digital content producer for WPR. She reported on the ways climate change is impacting a variety of Wisconsin food products in a new series called On the Table. Mary-Kate, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we dig deep into potatoes here, I want to talk about this big series you've got going on, climate change and how it affects these iconic Wisconsin food products. What was the inspiration for this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really, it came from me just thinking just about climate change in general and how big and how overarching of a thing that is and how it affects everything. And I was just trying to find ways that, you know, how can I tell this story that's in a relatable, kind of approachable way? And that's where I came to food, because who doesn't love to eat? And who, you know, food has such like a cultural tie. So it kind of just all snowballed from there.
Before we go into one particular food, it seems like one running theme is that each of these food products has its own unique issues, concerns, and problems. Climate change is just one of them that can contribute to these other issues. Can you talk about that as an overarching theme?
Yeah. So one thing I kind of heard over and over from the researchers that I talked to is that, like you said, climate change isn't the only thing that's affecting these foods, but it's pervasive. It is affecting all of them and in unique and different ways and in kind of some unexpected ways. So some of them for example, cranberries, like it's really affected by warming winters. Something like, you know, cheese, which comes from cows, which need crops to be fed, right? That is really the intense rains are really kind of affecting those crops and making that connection and whatnot. So like there's different angles and different things that are affecting all of these, but like none of these foods can escape climate change and what's changing.
Let's get into potatoes. People think Wisconsin, they might think of the cheese and milk. They might think of the beer and maybe cranberries. How big a deal are potatoes here in the state?
Yeah, so that was a surprise to me. I did not realize that that Wisconsin is the third largest producers of potatoes in the country. So they're a big deal. Now, they're kind of concentrated to a pretty small section of the state in the Central Sands. But again, we produce, we're the third largest producer of potatoes in the country.
And when we look at potatoes in that Central Sands area, that's an important part of the story, right? Mm-hmm. The landscape, the geology, set the scene for us before we get into the climate change part of the story.
Yeah, that's kind of key because in the Central Sands, as its name implies, it's a light, sandy soil, right? Which makes it really good for growing potatoes because, one, well, potatoes are kind of a finicky crop, right? They need a lot of water and they need a lot of nutrients, but they're also prone to rot and disease. So if they sit in water, that's a problem. And the sandy soil water just kind of washes right through it. But like I said earlier, potatoes really need a lot of nutrients to grow, which means nitrogen. And nitrogen, it leaks through that sandy soil really easily, and then that can become a problem because it contaminates the groundwater.
Right. We hear a lot about nitrates ending up in people's wells. Is this a concern in the Central Sands area in this potato growing zone?
It is. It's a big concern. State agencies estimate about 10% of Wisconsin private wells are above the standard for nitrate contamination. So it's kind of a small area of the state, but it's a big deal in that area.
We hear about nitrate pollution in a lot of parts of the state. Is the Central Sands like a particularly big nitrate problem, or is it just it's its own local version of a statewide problem?
So it is a statewide problem. Nitrates are the largest contaminant in the state, but it's a particular issue in the Central Sands because of that soil type, right? It really just doesn't hold on to water and that nutrient. So once it gets below that first level of topsoil, it's lost, right? And that is a big deal. And that's particularly a big deal with potatoes because they have a really shallow root system, so they don't hold on to the nitrogen that well. That's going to become a bigger problem because of climate change. So, you know, the farmers that I talk to, they have to be really careful not to spray nitrogen and put a lot out when they know that there's going to be a big rainfall event. And what are we seeing more with climate change is increases in extreme rainfalls.
Mary-Kate McCoy is with us, WPR digital content producer. We're talking about her new On the Table series, looking at the impact of climate change on some of Wisconsin's iconic foods. Right now, we're focusing on potatoes here in one part of the state. Mary-Kate, you were just setting the stage for me there. You gave us the background on potatoes. Now, climate change and more extreme weather events, how does that change the situation?
So, yeah, the big concern with climate change is the intense rainfalls that are happening, right? So the water, like I mentioned earlier, it's a sandy soil. It just washes right through the soil. And the more intense the rain, the more likely it is for the nitrate to kind of to leak through. So, like, for example, Wisconsin's average rainfall is roughly 32 inches every year. The last few years, we've been pushing about 40 inches. And that's a big deal when it comes to nitrate contamination and kind of trying to keep that nitrogen in the soil. Another like kind of aspect of climate change with nitrogen and potato growing is that growing seasons are getting longer. So that means more nitrogen. That means, you know, that's being applied. So like that's in some ways that's good for potato growing. It's going to make managing nitrogen a little bit more difficult. And another kind of area of growing research with nitrogen management in the area is the amount of nitrogen that's lost outside of the growing season. So as we get more precipitation outside of just, you know, the summer and when these potatoes are growing, like that's going to become a bigger issue and harder to keep it in the soil. And that's particularly true because there's no crops in the ground at that time for a lot of farms, right? So there's not a plant that's really soaking up that nitrogen.
You also looked at possible ways to adapt to the situation when it comes to nitrates and potato and this kind of soil. What kind of solutions are people putting out there?
Yeah, so like I was just saying before with like nitrogen leaking outside of the growing season, cover crops are a really good way of managing that. So that's one area that people are, you know, trying to do more of to try to kind of soak up again that nitrogen. Researchers talk over and over about how important it is to diversify a farm too, right? So we're not just growing potatoes. We're not just growing cranberries or whatever. So like if a climate change event an extreme weather event were to happen, like what kind of – do we have a diverse farm that we can rely or we can fall back on another crop if it affects potatoes in particular?
Is there anything about the kinds of potatoes we grow and then eat?
Yeah, so potatoes are interesting because they require their range is really large, I should say. Some potatoes require a lot of nitrogen. Others don't require very much. Unfortunately, some of the most commonly grown potato varieties in Wisconsin require the most amount of nitrogen. So that's like one thing that's come up with some of the farmers that I spoke to is, you know, we have potato varieties that need less nitrogen than others. Our customers don't want those varieties more often than not.
And when we talk customers, that's us cooking at home, but also I imagine the people making things like French fries?
Exactly.
Yeah, so what's the French fry potato of choice? Is it just that russet I can pick up at the store?
Yep, it's a russet Burbank, right? So, and the russet Burbank is a potato variety that's kind of used across the board in other big potato growing states as well. It's not particularly well suited for Wisconsin, though, with our like kind of our humid nights, right? And our just the more moisture that we get. And it's about a 50 or 60 year old variety.
You also talked to some experts about the possibility of genetically modified potato crops. That's been controversial, of course, over the years. But what kind of things did they say about why that might be useful?
Yeah, so they talk a lot about trying to develop varieties that need less nitrogen, for one, and less water. And they also talk a lot about how can we, you know, breed a variety of potato that can better withstand some of these intense events that are going to happen with more frequency with climate change, so that can handle a little bit more water, that can be drought stressed, for example.
And getting back to the diversification idea, one crop that I don't think of at all as a Wisconsin crop, kidney beans could be part of the answer here?
Yeah, that's right. That's just one example that researchers are working with farmers to adopt. And the kidney bean, one reason there are a few reasons why they're doing that is, one, it has a high value, and two and three, it uses less water and it uses less nitrogen.
Is that something that farmers are picking up now, or are we just kind of experimenting here?
We're in the experimental phase right now, but it's certainly something that farmers and researchers are looking to.
Now, you've done this research on potatoes and five other food products. Do you think differently when you're at the grocery store now looking at these things on the shelves?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do. You know, you just think about where does this food come from and you know, what went into growing it.
And I see sometimes there are these cool heirloom potatoes out there. Have you branched out and tried experimenting with different colors and flavors of potatoes?
You know, I haven't, but I think I'll have to.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to having you on Food Friday next time.
All right. Thank you.
Mary Kate, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's WPR digital content producer Mary Kate McCoy. We talked to her today about the impact of climate change on Wisconsin's potato farming business. That story is part of a series she produced called On the Table that looks at climate change affecting iconic Wisconsin food products. She also goes into cranberries, beer, dairy, and more. You can read the whole series online. Check it out at WPR.org/table.